Tragic NHS worker death on the 18th of March. Dr. Abdul-Mabed Chowdhury wrote to Boris Johnson. He asked him to urgently ensure PPE for each and every NHS worker in the UK. 3 weeks later, Dr. Chowdhury, aged 53, died after 15 days in hospital with COVID-19. He had told the Prime Minister that healthcare workers have a human right like others to live in this world disease-free with our families and children. Dr. Chowdhury was a locum urologist at my local hospital, Homerton Hospital, in Hackney, East London. It's our only major hospital following the closure of several in the surrounding area. The same week that Dr. Chowdhury's death hit the news, my neighborhood WhatsApp group shared an appeal from Homerton Hospital. In desperation for PPE, the hospital was asking for donations of swimming goggles, visors and other equipment like baby monitors. Within 24 hours, local residents donated an estimated 400 items. An amazing achievement. But how long will they last in this major hospital? And how effective will these second-hand items be compared to purpose-made PPE? I suspect there are similar stories across Britain and the world. What an indictment this is of the failures of the rotten capitalist system and the politicians who ignored all the warnings. Our neighborhood WhatsApp group was started as an aid and support group, but the fear and goodwill are turning to anger. A few of us have shared articles and reports, including the amazing work by Mo, a Socialist Party member and union rep in Unite, who is forcing the issue of protection for bus drivers and cleaners. This is a political issue, not an unfortunate act of nature. We have turned the passive hand clapping Thursday into a shout-out, with slogans like test, test, test. PPE. Keep all workers virus-free. People are angry and getting angrier, and we must not allow the Tories and their media to use their distraction tactics of blaming us for government failures. They never take responsibility for the failures of their rotten system. Hillsborough, blame the fans. Grenfell, blame the tenants and the firefighters. If we are unemployed, sick, homeless, it's our fault. Well, it's not. It's the fault and failure of a corrupt system, capitalism, that cannot provide for and protect us. Alexis Edwards, Hackney,